here, we're doing the laws of Tefillah, Hilchos Tefillah, chapter 101, Kuf Aleph. So here we're talking about Shetzarich l'chaven b'chol habrachas, that any blessings that you make, all the blessings that we make of the Tefillah, you have to have kavana, you have to have your mind, intention. And also, v'shiyachal l'spal b'chol loshen, you can pray in any language. Uboy hei sifim, it has five subsections. Sif, subsection, aleph. Hamispalal tzorich shiyikaven b'chol habrachas. One who prays has to have kavana in all the blessings. You know, you do. There's 18, 19 blessings over there. If it's not able, if one is not able to have in mind all of them, minimally in the first blessing when you say Magen Avot, it's called the blessing of our fathers, when you say Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, that at least minimally that one. A person should always estimate by himself. He should sort of be aware of the fact. Im yochel lekaven liboy beavis. Let's say a person is distracted. Let's say a person is upset about something. Something is bothering him, so he can't daven with kavana. He can't direct his mind to his prayer. He's upset. But a person should always give himself a litmus test. He should make a test and say, if he's able to pray the avos, to have kavana, to direct his mind to his prayer, yispalel, then go and daven. But v'im lav, but if you can't, al yispalel, achitis yashidaita, don't pray until your mind will settle down, until you're relaxed. V'yuchel l'kavim ba'avos l'pochos, and minimally you should be able to have in mind, your mind should be concentrated, to concentrate on your prayer when you're doing the blessing, the first blessing of avos l'pochos. If a person did not have kavana in the blessing of avos, even if you had in mind in the rest, if you just the first blessing, one would have to go ahead and pray again, because the main thing is the first blessing of avos. But nowadays, he says, "Ein chayzerim b'shvil chasorim kavana." Today we don't make you repeat because of the lack of kavana. If you didn't have kavana and you prayed, we're not going to make you repeat again. Why? Because even when you're going to repeat, it's likely that you're not going to have kavana either. So today we don't have so much kavana, we don't have some concentration anyways. So the chances are that if we're going to make you repeat, you know, there's a story they said about the Baal Shem Tov. They didn't think that the Baal Shem Tov was a learned man. They thought he could tell stories, but they didn't that he's learned. So they wanted to test him one time. They asked him, what happens if you forget Yalla V'Yava and Rosh Chodesh? Which is a simple question, you know. So he says, it's not important to me and not important to you. He says, why? He says, because I will remember the first time and you'll forget even the second time. And so what happened? So because they weren't teasing him, they weren't being... But the point is that sometimes if you forget, you know that it's not going to help you the second time either with kavana. Okay. Imkein lomo yachzer. So there's no purpose. So why should he repeat if he's going to forget again? I will kriya shema. So actually, what we hear, he doesn't say here that one should daven knowing that he doesn't have kavana. I mean, what it says that if you daven and you didn't have kavana, we're not going to make you go out again. But he doesn't negate what he said before, that a person who cannot have kavana should calm himself down. But that's a requirement. Calm down and try to relax before you're going to daven. That, yeah, you know, if you have a big argument, you know, with a friend in shul about something, you know, don't start davening while you're all, you know, trying to figure things out. You should calm down first. But if you davened and then you didn't have kavana, we're not going to make you go over again. That's talking about even in the first blessing of Ovis. However, I will kriya shema, but it's different with the reading of the shema. Sheika mitzvah kavana also in the pasuk edition. The main mitzvah of kavana by the shema is just in the first verse. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokein, Hashem Echad. That's the main part of the Shema. Meaning, there's other opinions that say other parts too. But according to all opinion, the first line, the first verse, is the most significant one. So since it's only one verse, which is less than the whole blessing of Ovis, has a lot of words in it, Chayzrim, then you would go back. Today, if you didn't say Kavana, you would go repeat again the Shema Yisrael. Why? Because that's easy to have concentration. We're not going to say you're not going to concentrate. If you're going to go back, you're going to have kavona. We also have the same rule as we learned earlier in the verse. It says, which literally means you open your hand and you satisfy all living things, their needs, their desires, what they want. That's the main pasuk of the prayer of Ashrei, which is really Tehillah LeDavid. Ashrei is from the previous chapter, but the chapter starts with Tehillah LeDavid. But in that verse, the reason we say that verse is for that middle verse, which says, Poseich es yodecha. One who has not had kavana in that verse needs to repeat. Kimashin is Bar, B'simon Aleph, as explained earlier in Simenon Aleph, and over there it is in Sif Ches, and also Samach Gimel 63, and over there it's Sif Hei. V'yargil odom es atzmoy, a person should train himself, sheyikaven lepoches b'chasimus kol brocha. Minimally to have a kavana to concentrate on your prayers, minimally when you finish every blessing, over there to concentrate. Sheyesh bahem kuf yud gimel tevis. There are 113 words in the end of the brachas. I'm going to go sit and count them, but that's, I'll take his word for it. So he says there are 13 words on the end of the blessing. Now, I'm not sure, the Sarsi Mechuvah, he said, Melech HaMishpat, instead of Melech Oyev Tzedakah HaMishpat, you're going to have two short on there. But he says, normally, he says, you have 113 letters. So what's significant about 113? K'moy Sheyesh B'tchila, B'tfilas Chano. And it has the 113 words, as there is in the prayer of Chana. Chana's prayer is considered to be the first, and the we look up many laws, and we look up to her prayer as the source for all of our prayers. So that was, she has 113 letter words in that prayer. And there's also the Kuf Yud Gimel Pa'amim Lev. There are 113 times the word heart mentioned in the Heichum Shetorah, in the five books of the Torah. There's 15. There's 113 times leiv. Loimar. So that is to say, shetzorach kavanas aleiv, that you need the intention of the heart for the 113 words or the 113 ends, the 113 leiv times in the Torah. All right, we can count it up, but we'll take his word for it for now. Let's do subsection two. Beis. Sif Beis, lo yispalel b'liboy levad. One should not just pray in their heart. Elo mechatech hadvorim b'sfosov. You must verbalize, bring out the words with your lips. You must cut them. Chituch means to cut them, you know, to delineate, to have them specific. With your lips, umashmiya l'ozno b'lachash. You have to hear them with your ear, quietly. But you should not raise your voice to one who's standing outside of four amas. The four amas are considered your area. So to somebody who's staying outside the four amas, don't raise your voice. Because the verse says, with regard to Chanav, the prayer, we said before, that was a basis. Only her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. So that means that you should not be able to hear the voice, but yet you have to have your ears hear them, so you whisper in a low voice. Anyone who raises his voice during his prayer, So he is from the small believers because he thinks as if God cannot hear a prayer which is whispered, which is quietly. And the sages instituted, so that you can maybe say it low, but the Chachamim instituted to do a tefillah belachash legamri, to totally make it whisper it, only that he can hear in his ears, that was done in order not to shame those people who may have violated sins. Shame is vadim ala b'nisim b'tefillah, they are confessing on their sins during prayer, so it would be embarrassing them for other people to hear. So they and then if they were going to whisper there, then everybody's going to know. If everybody davened out loud, then they were davening low. So the sages says everybody davens low, everybody says none, so that no, in other words, no other person should be able to hear. Dalet Amos is considered your section. Outside of that, you don't want anybody to hear, so it's only you here. That so because look how much it takes into consideration. So somebody who's done an avera, but yet we're trying to protect his, and so not to them. Siv Gimel. What happens? V'meina yochel lekaven belachash. A person cannot concentrate if davens whispers. If davens very low. Some people need to say it loud in order to have them have the kavana. Or he's not able to have so much kavana like when he davens out loud. When he davens loud, he can have more kavana, so concentration. So he says, "Muter lagbia koiloi kedei lekaven yofa." So one is allowed to raise his voice, so that'll help him to concentrate more nicer. That conditionally that he's praying on his own. By himself, you can raise your voice. But when you're davening with the minyan, it's prohibited to raise your voice. Because you are disturbing the community, the congregation. If you're loud, you're disturbing other people. So what do? If you cannot daven quietly, go home and daven over there loud with the voice. But if you're sure, you gotta daven. And that's why, if you looked ever like the Rebbe davened like somebody who's totally in front of a Kaddish Baruch, in front of Hashem, totally subjugated, no essence, no, just totally Hashem. There was no clapping and no dancing and no screaming and nothing else. Unfortunately, these things disturb other people in the shul, you know, and a lot of people scream and make noises and do all kinds of different things, but doesn't seem that that's helpful to other people. He says, even somebody who is able to have kavana when he does it quietly, just as when he raises his voice, but he has another purpose. He's raising his voice, but he raises his voice when Davin's home, when he's at home, because he wants his family members to learn the order, the nusach, the versions, how to pray. Is mutter, that's okay, that's permissible, because you're doing it for a purpose to teach him. So not only for kavana purposes, but also so other people learn how to daven, then it's okay to do that. V'lochein, noyagim, that's why it is tradition, shebarash Hashanah v'yom kippurim, magbihin koilom, that it's customary that Rosh Hashanah and Kippur to raise their voices, k'desh yilmadu zeh zeh, so that people to teach one another. V'pnei she'en regilim b'tfilis elu, because we're not comfortable with these, not accustomed to these prayers. So people say it out loud for the other people to learn one another. An addition is because we have a more need, we an additional kavana to have in these days, that these are days of repentance, so you're trying to get a little bit aroused. So this is talking about even in shul, we don't worry so much that they're going to disturb, they're going to confuse, and they're going to disturb the other one another. Since they have a siddur and a machzor in their hand, so they're using a book, so they're not going to get confused. And still, he says, Yoyser Toiv, it is still better, the Spala Balachash, to daven quietly, softly, im Yochel Lekaven, if you are able to have Kavona. But minimally, he says, Yizoru Shaloy Lagbiya Koilum Yoyser Medai. But you should certainly be careful not to raise your voice too loud. Shakola Magbiya Koile Harbe, because one who raises his voice a lot, Harizem Neviya Hashekir, then you become a false prophet. Shenemar Bahem, because as far as the false prophets, this verse says in Malachim, that was when he was challenging, Eliyahu was challenging the false prophets. It says, Vayikru Bekoil Godl, they were calling with a great voice. And Eliyahu was actually mocking them. He says, maybe scream louder, you know, maybe he's not hearing. Maybe you got to scream. So he was mocking them. So screaming in a loud voice makes you like the false prophets. Mekomokoyim. But a shliach tzibur, a chazan, who's leading the services, and he is raising his voice in order to arouse the concentration, the kavona, and he's making it to be sound nicely to the people. He's doing fine. That's good. That's okay. Sheikar nist atfilas hashatz. Because the main prayer of the Shliach Tzibur is then instituted to do in a loud voice, doesn't it? Those people who are just trying to show off their beautiful voices, so they come into the shul, they want to show, he says, they're not doing properly. He says, don't raise your voice and don't try to show off in the shul. You know, that's not proper. He says, I mean, maybe they want to show off something else, but not a shul, not during the services. Yeah, what were you going to say?